All right, from one-on-ones and seven-on-sevens, we move to full team drills, 11-on-11, the South practice here on Monday afternoon, Fairhope Stadium. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, we've talked about the secondary guys. We've talked about the receivers. Let's focus on the line here. Some of the quality prospects on this roster focused on that defensive line.
I don't know that I would have considered him a quality prospect coming into the week, but I got to tell you, DeAndre Coleman of Cal has really looked good. He's shown some power. He's shown better than advertised athleticism and movement skills. He was getting penetration in one-on-one drills. You saw him there being able to spin off the block. I thought he played very well. Conversely, I think Daniel McCullers looks awful. I mean, he was a guy who came into the season, he received a huge grade from NFL scouts. He just looks slow, sluggish. He gives up on plays rather easily. So, two opposites there. And the other guy to watch right here in your view is number 99, Brent Urban. We talked about him, I believe, in the preview at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Tall kid, just still learning to play the game. A great amount of upside. You look at him there. You look how tall, how much bigger he is than everyone else. Potential defensive tackle, potential two-gap end, potential defensive end in a four-man line in the right system. But he's a guy who I think, if he plays well this week, can come out of the Senior Bowl as a potential late first-round choice.
99 Urban, he's a Canadian native. Went to Virginia, three-year starter, I believe. Just under 6'7". Good performance at the weigh-in, as good as a performance as you can have weighing in your underwear. But what kind of fit for the Eagles? He'd be a 3-4 defensive end. He's got the length to do that. The Eagles, of course, always looking for those big humans.
Absolutely. He's got the length. He's got the growth potential. And if you saw that play right there, he pushed Juwan James, who's a bigger offensive tackle, back off the line, kind of would not let James set the edge there, and it disrupted the play, the running play. The back had a reverse course and go to a different direction. Here again, you see him here, number 99 against number 70, Juwan James, the right tackle, played for Tennessee. It's also Arthur Lynch is going to try and get a chip on him on the way out to disrupt him. No, he doesn't. Lets him go free. Urban gets a little bit tall. Lets James get inside him. That's one thing he's got to work on. He's got to work on his techniques, his pad level, consistently play low to the ground, because he is a tall guy, and he can be a very easy target for blockers.
Fails there with the dump off to Antonio Andrews from Western Kentucky. Antonio Andrews, the Division I leader in all-purpose yardage for 2 years in a row.
And a lot of touchdowns as well. And he's the type of guy, I don't think he's a second-day pick, but I think he fits in the top part of round four. Projects well as a situational third-down type of back.
All right, you haven't not been liking what you see from McCullers here. Let's watch him, 98 at defensive tackle, as the handoff goes to Jerick McKinnon.
Another guy who's having a difficult day, and someone, again, I hate to be redundant, that we highlighted in the article, is Billy Turner of North Dakota State, the top Division I-A player in this game. You see him there, number 72. He was a left tackle for North Dakota State. Most people project him the right tackle guard. He's lined up at right tackle. He struggled in drills. The coaches were screaming at him. You see that last play, if you notice, number 30, who's in your camera right now, D. Ford of Auburn, the explosive pass rusher, who basically is outweighed by Turner by a good 30 pounds, just hammered him and took him back off the line.
Walt Akins takes offense at you calling Billy Turner the top-rated 1AA prospect, but that's okay. Let's take a look at D. Ford and Billy Turner here. D. Ford at left end, Billy Turner right tackle.
You see Ford gets off the ball quickly. A lot of lack of balance by Turner there. He starts low to the ground, but the ball is snapped. He pops up. He's spread wide open, and he can't slide out. That is one of the reasons why he's a college left tackle that people project to the right side, because he wasn't great sliding out off the edge and pass protection. He's a solid run blocker. He's got a good body. He's got a good amount of upside. He's had a tough go of it in the early going.
Ford, primarily a speed rusher. What's the story on him?
You know, I'm going to be surprised if he doesn't get looks as a 3-4 outside linebacker. He's an athletic guy. He's explosive. He's either going to be a Dwight Freeney one-gap type of end, or he's going to have to stand up. If you saw that last play, Marcel Jensen, the tight end from Fresno State, basically handled him at the point of attack. And that's the type of player he is. If he comes out of a defensive end position, he's a first-step lineman who has to beat opponents off the snap or outquick them around the edge. Otherwise, I'd like to see him hopefully get some reps as an outside linebacker before the week's over.
A couple Alabama prospects. We talked about Hubbard earlier. What about Ed Stinson, number 42, defensive end?
good body, looks the part, but sort of like Hubbard, just was not as productive as a lot of people, including myself, thought, you know, coming into the year. Did not make enough plays on the ball. He's got a good amount of upside. Someone who, again, sort of like Brent Urban, can play several positions, can be used as a two-gap end, can be used as a defensive tackle, as a end in a four-man line, the right situation.
Derek Carr rolling out there, keeps the play alive, drops it off to Arthur Lynch from Georgia, the tight end. We got the small safeties out here, Terrence Brooks and Jemaya Thomas. Christian Jones, number 7, though, I think is a potential player to watch here.
As well as number 98, you see him in the middle of your screen there. McCullers of Tennessee, who really is an underachiever. See if he gets any penetration at all, gets off the ball on this stymied right at the point of attack, stands right up and almost gives up. I mean, and he's playing against Travis Swanson, who he outsides is that Swanson or Eichert, I believe, of Oklahoma.
I think it was Swanson.
Yeah, Swanson, Swanson gives away a good 30 pounds to McCullers, and just handle him at the point of attack with ease.
How about Caron Reed for the defensive tackle from Princeton? A little undersized, maybe too undersized for the Eagles, but what kind of player is he?
A little undersized, but really had the best body in Wayne's this morning. It looked like he was stepping up onto a Mr. Olympia contest. You know, he's undersized, or he's not undersized, he's short, but he's quick, he's explosive, a potential three-technique lineman, fires off the snap. You see him there, very quick, uses his hands well. The problem with him, as you saw there, once an opponent gets his hands on him, he struggles getting off blocks and is easily redirected from the action.
Derek Carr wanted to go deep there, but thought better of it with Aaron Colvin in good coverage, so he dished it off to his running back. Get another chance to see Craig Lawson and Kenny Laidler, the pair of SEC safeties here. Lawson from LSU, number 6. Laidler, 26, from Vanderbilt. Really an all-SEC defensive backfield here with Jalen Watkins and Chris Davis, a cornerback.
Brent Urban in there. Inside of Brent Urban is Will Sutton, an interesting guy to watch. Sort of an undersized defensive tackle. You see him get handled there by Jalapio of Florida, but a good player. Nice play by Laidler. Nice play by Laidler to compete and fight to defend the throw against Marcel Jensen, who outsizes him and is a better athlete.
And you see really the lack of arm strength there from Fales.
I mean, again, he's primarily a backup for a West Coaster dink-and-dunk type offense. Just does not have the physical skills to start on a consistent basis in the NFL.
The O turns to an A, and Fales is no Foles.
Let's just say Fales is aptly named.
Very nice. And he's in shotgun now.
Aptly named for his NFL potential, anyway. He had a great college career, so we've got to mention that.
You know, Tony, the number one rule of jokes is not to over-explain them afterwards. And you had a good line, and now it's become a little trite.
I just don't want to get hate mail from his parents, because I'm sure they're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com to get the insight on South practice, because no one else has it.
That's right, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, your best place for Senior Bowl coverage. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. If you have anything to say to Tony, he's at Tony Pauline on Twitter. Loves to hear from the fans.
Especially the Canadians.
I don't know what joke that was, but speaking of Canadians, let's go back to Brent Urban, number 99. At left end, going up against Juwan James. For the Eagles, he would be that 3-4 defensive end. So interesting to see him on the end here, even though it's a 4-3 line.
And on that play, again, DeAndre Coleman quickly getting off the ball, using his hands to get penetration into the backfield. So I think Coleman is going to walk away from the Monday practice anyway with high grades from scouts.
New unit in. Walt Agins at right cornerback. LaBelle Westbrook's number 18 from Georgia Southern. At left cornerback, Terrence Brooks from Florida State. And Jemaya Thomas from Georgia Tech. At safety, Garoppolo in at quarterback, under center. Takes the handoff. He's checking it down to number 5 at would be?
Antonio Andrews. Antonio Andrews of Western Kentucky. And that's the thing about Andrews is, he's very good, very productive running, carrying the ball, but he's also a terrific pass catcher out of the backfield, which is why I think he's one of the better third down situational type of backs available in this year's draft.
Returnability?
Really hasn't shown it. I don't think he's got the body type to be a return specialist. So if you're looking for that type of back, I don't think you're going to find it in Antonio Andrews.
All right.
One guy I really want to highlight who looked good in drills and is carrying over in scrimmage is Joel Bitonio of Nevada, number 71. He was a left tackle at Nevada. They kicked him inside the guard, which is his natural position. Handled Caron Reed on that play. He's a broad guy, got his hands into Reed. Although the play was at the other on the other side of the field, the fact is he turned him off the line and opened a big hole. He's going to go up against McCullers here. McCullers is situated between right between Swanson and Bitonio, just shaded off the center. You see they double team McCullers. He gets no penetration at all.
Tremendous coverage once again by Walt Akins. Not sure what Garoppolo saw there, but you do not challenge Walt Akins here at the Senior Bowl. Tony Pauline and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com wrapping up practice for the South Side on Monday. Much more coming your way here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.